The Gemara Masechta B'chayrus Daf Vav Amud Beis, in trying to prove that Cholof Tahira, that the milk of a kosher animal is may be consumed, goes back and forth with different possible sources. The Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Elamid Iksiv. The pasuk says, "V'day Cholof Izim L'Lachmacha." The pasuk tells us that there will be enough milk and bread for our families to eat, and they won't die in hunger. So from here we see that milk may be consumed, because the pasuk says that we'll have milk and bread. It says the Gemara of Dilma, maybe what is meant here to say is not that we're allowed to drink the milk, but rather, l'schayra, we're allowed to do commerce with the milk. We'll sell the milk and buy with it food to eat. The Rashba, the Rosh, are of the opinion that doing schayra with something which we may not eat is osur midaraisa. So ask the Tosfos Yontiv, that our Gemara is suggesting that even though it's prohibited to drink milk, even of a kosher animal, one would be allowed to do schayra with it. And the question is, how could that be possible? We're not allowed to do schayra, we're not allowed to do business with something which we may not eat. The Pri Chodesh in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Katan Aleph, says that pshat in the Gemara is as follows. That indeed the halacha is one may not do business with something which may not be consumed. This pasuk clearly indicates that milk is mutter to some degree. So he says what the Gemara means to say is that the pasuk is telling us that milk is an exception to the rule. That even though one may not eat milk or consume milk, he could do business with milk. But the Gemara's point is, we still don't have a raya that you're allowed to eat milk, consume milk. The Nachlas Tzvi over there, based on the Shach, says that even if something may not be eaten, if you're selling it not for the purpose of eating, then you're allowed to do business with it. And that's what the Gemara means. Because the Gemara, he says, if you think about this Gemara, when the Gemara says you're allowed to do schayra with it, who would you be allowed to sell it to? To a non-Jew that isn't obligated in Hilchos Kashrus. But that really wouldn't be a great approach. Why wouldn't it be a great approach? Because even if our Gemara is saying that the reason milk may not be consumed is because it's Avim Menachai, so then the halacha would be that even Akum are not allowed to have Avim Menachai. So if the Gemara means that you're allowed to sell it and not eat it, to whom are you selling it? You can't sell it to a Jew because we're not allowed to eat it. And you can't sell it to a non-Jew because a non-Jew may not eat it either. So who are you selling it to? It must be that when the Gemara means that you're going to sell it, it means you're not going to sell it for the purpose of eating. You're going to sell it for the purpose of non-edible purposes, which that you're allowed to do even by something which may not be eaten. Another pshat that the Achroinim, the Noida Behuda, the Chassam Sofer, want to suggest a very interesting pshat. They want to say that the Isser by Dam is different than by all other Yisurim. Because the Pasuk says, regarding Dam, Ala Oretz Teshvachenu Kamayim, the Torah compares dam to mayim. And just like Mayim, of course, one may do schayr, may do commerce with Mayim. If the Torah says that dam is compared to Mayim, so then dam is also an exception to the rule. Because even though normally you're not allowed to do schayr, bedavar, asur, dam, since it's compared to Mayim, you would be allowed to do schayr with. And therefore, the entire concern of our Gemara, why chalav should be asur, is as the Gemara said earlier, because dam nekar v'nasa chalav. Milk is formed from blood, and therefore it has the same isur as blood. So we're saying that the achidish, that the isur of davis chayra, doesn't apply by mayim, it wouldn't apply by dam, and it wouldn't apply by chalav as well. So it's a new chiddush, they're saying, that even though tzchayr b'davar asur may even be an issur d'oraisa, it doesn't apply to dam, and if chalav would be asur, it wouldn't apply to chalav either. The fourth teretz that's given to this question, how could the Gemara suggest that we could do tzchayra with dam, is with chalav, if chalav is asur to be eaten? Is if we look in the Shulchan Aruch that speaks about the Isser of doing schayra, of doing business with something that's also to be eaten, it's one sif, a long sif, in Yeridei Simen Kuf Yud Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, called Dover She'osr Menat Torah, anything that's osim b'derais api shemuta ba'anoah, im the one may have benefit from it, im u'dover ha'miyuchad l'maychel, it's something meant to be eaten, osr lasis by schayra, you're not allowed to do business with it. Oyle halvis alav, not to use it for collateral. Vafila laknisa achila lapalav, of the kavim, or even to purchase it with the intent to give it to your non-Jewish workers to eat. Also, chutz menachalav, except from chalav, shaynema by yosel amelacham. The Torah clearly makes chalev, non-kosher fat of an animal, an exception. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Vim dizdamnu, lotzayit chayva oifadogim tamayim. You go hunting. And while you're hunting, you get a you catch a non-kosher animal. You go fishing and you catch a non-kosher fish. The Cain says, Dramami, shinizdamlo in the veil trefim bebeisoy. Or if you shecht an animal, says Dramah. And when you shecht the animal, it turns out to be a nevela or a trefa. Muta l'machram, you may sell them. Ovach lo yiskavin l'kach, if that isn't your intent. And the remark continues on this. V'tzara l'machram yad, you must sell it immediately. V'lo yantam at she hei shmen atzloi. You shouldn't wait till you make it fat, the animal, or do something with it. The Cain says the remark, muta l'gvist v'arim t'meyim b'choyvim and oivik achavim. If a non-Jew owes you money, and the only way you could collect your debt is by collecting something non-kosher food, davar kamatzim yodam. And then the remark continues, vasalim kol oivik achavim b'nevel b'cheskos k'shera. You're not allowed to sell non-kosher meat even to a non-Jew on the assume that he may assume that it's kosher. And then the Shulchan Aruch concludes, v'kol davar she'ein esur ela medivreim, something which is only osur medrabbanon, mutalas by schar, we may do business with it. So they want to suggest what our Gemara says, and that you could do schayra with this milk, even though it would be prohibited to consume, it's talking about nizdamnu. But when we talk about nizdamnu, which means that you didn't plan, it just came into your possession. So if you look at the Darki Tshuva there, he teaches us some very important halachas. He says when the Shulchan Aruch talks about going fishing and you catch kosher fish or non-kosher fish, that you're allowed to sell the kosher fish and the non-kosher fish, he means because you went fishing in a place where there are kosher fish and non-kosher fish swimming, and you didn't know that you would catch non-kosher fish. But if you go to a place where there's only non-kosher fish for whatever reason, then you don't have this heter. On the other hand, he quotes Paiskim that say that included in the heta of Nizdamnuloi, if somebody got an inheritance, and in that inheritance there was non-kosher food, that's in the category of Nizdamnu. Also, he says there may be a difference between somebody who's in business versus somebody who's not in business. But then he quotes an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is a very big chiddush. He says, let's say somebody owns a supermarket, and if he won't have a selection of non-kosher food in his supermarket, then he won't have any non-Jewish customers, because they have, as part of their diet, non-kosher foods perfectly permissible. And it will affect his parnasa in a serious way, because if he doesn't have those foods available to them, they won't come by him. He also says that apparently in those days, the tax was not connected to the income. There's a fixed tax that one had to pay for every business he owned. And if he won't have that variety, he won't have the sales, but the tax he'll still have to pay. So he wants to say that that's called Nizdamnuloi, that he didn't want to do business with non-kosher food. He was put into the situation of doing it, and it's like he has Dvarim Tameim V'Tahayrim together, which we just learned in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah is Mutter. He says, you can't say that. He says that it's certainly not a heter, and there's no way that that should be permitted. And he quotes a Shalos HaTshuvos, Yad Yitzchak, where somebody had wanted to sell animal fat, non-kosher animal fat, in the store, and he did not let him. He says, "Lemitzasi hetabze vein lahetamash ein lemikav v'sharish ba'paiskim." You have no right to be makel on something that the paiskim did not say it's mutter. He does have a discussion, however, if one is allowed to be an employee of a business that sells non-kosher food. That, he says, that's mutter. That's not included in the isser of doing schayra bedavar asr. Of course, he says, under the circumstances where there is no concern that you're going to come to eat the food. Then he discusses, are you allowed to be a broker on non-kosher food? So he says, l'chatchila, one should not be a broker. He says, but if it's in a situation, he gives two heterim. One heterim he gives is if you never see or take position of the food that's usur, you're just a broker between the seller and the buyer. And also, he says, there are people who are in the business, and that, he says, is included in the heter that we're learning now of Nizdamnuloi, that they make deals. Whenever they got an opportunity to sell something or buy something and be a broker on a deal, that's what they do. So such individuals, he says, are included in the heter of Nizdamnuloi, because it's not that they went out of the way to do business with food that is prohibited to eat. They're doing business with whatever deal comes to their hand. And if such a deal came to their hands, that is not considered, that's considered as Nizdamnuloi would be mutter. And that's why in the Gemara, for example, when Yishai sent to the general, the next Gemara, so it wasn't that the general was in business of selling cheese. He got cheese, and then he would sell it. That's included in the heter of Nizdamnuloi.